I'm very happy now to welcome Judy Bloom. She is a fiction author, author of many books, and her novel Tiger Eyes was recently made into a film that opened this week at the CCA. Judy will be at the CCA tomorrow for the 3:30 screening of the film. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the phenomenon of taking one of your books and making it into a film. This is the first time you've done that, is that correct?
It's the first time I've had anything to do with it. It is also the first feature film that's been made of any of my books.
Right.
Yeah.
And so how did that come to pass?
You know, my son, Larry Bloom, who directed it, co-wrote it and produced it with me, always said, if ever we get the chance to work together, let's do Tiger Eyes. It was always his favorite of my books. You know, it's set in New Mexico.
Right.
And he came of age in New Mexico. You know, he got here when he was in junior high, went off through high school here, and that book was published when he was on his way to college.
Oh, okay.
And it was always the book that he wanted to make into a film. So somebody came to us. It's like, hey kids, you want to make a show? I mean, these people came to us from England and they said, we have the funding, not a lot of funding, but we have funding to make an independent film of one of your books, Judy. Which one would you like to do? And Larry and I just looked at each other and we said, Tiger Eyes. You know, it's got that New Mexico setting.
Well, I was watching it in advance of our conversation, and of course, you can't help but see, I mean, for all these places, Los Alamos and Santa Fe, and also familiar actors and familiar faces, so you've got this New Mexico, it's just classic New Mexico film industry, with actors from California and from elsewhere as well.
Only three actors, not from New Mexico.
Yeah.
Only Willa Holland, who is plays the lead. She plays Davy. She is... Thank goodness. I mean, we have her. She's wonderful.
She carries
the movie.
And she's not supposed to be from New Mexico anyway. I mean, that character is from New Jersey.
Right. From Atlantic City.
Right.
Yeah. And Cynthia Stevenson, who plays Aunt Bitsy.
And who I recognized instantly as being the girlfriend in The Player, that movie that came out in the early 90s with Tim Robbins.
I loved that movie. I didn't know she was in it.
Yeah, she was the one that he left for the Bombshell.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've always loved Cynthia Stevenson.
She's a great actress.
When she said, yes, I'll do this, I was absolutely thrilled. And Amy Jo Johnson came from Canada.
Another amazing actor.
To play Gwen, Davy's mother. Everybody else is from New Mexico. And how lucky are we with the New Mexico cast? I mean, Tatanka Means, Russell Means came in to play Tatanka's father in the movie Real Life Father and Son. That was such a thrill.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what that was like to watch them work together. Makes me cry.
Yeah.
Because Russell, you know, died after we made the movie.
Right, and his character is an old man who's at the edge of death.
I know. And wonderful Elise Eberle, who was a senior at Albuquerque Academy.
And she's very good.
Fabulous little boy from Santa Fe second grade public school, Lucian Dale. I mean, it was wonderful. And, you know, I've never made a film where it's family. I mean, you are family. It's so exciting, the whole thing. I loved it. I loved every second of being on the set. And my son said to me, that's because you weren't responsible for everything and bringing it in on time and on budget. But I just loved being out there with everyone.
Now, what was your role? I mean, you wrote the novel many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You and your son made the screenplay?
We adapted the screenplay. Yeah, we wrote the screenplay together. That was an interesting...
Yeah, what was that like?
Well, that's not my favorite part of it. My favorite part of it is the 23 days that we were shooting. Writing a screenplay with somebody else, you know, I'm used to controlling my own writing. I don't work with anybody else, so I had to learn to do that. But Larry and I are grown-ups now. And we decided, we knew that we were going to get along. I mean, there's no point in doing this and working together if you're not going to make it work really well. And we had a, I think, we had a wonderful relationship while we were doing it.
I think it's tricky to do because in a novel, there's way more than you can put into a film.
We didn't have any trouble with that. I mean, we each took a copy of the book. We went off, sat down, and came back together, and we had marked the same scenes. We needed the scenes from the book that would tell the story.
Yeah.
And then there are additional scenes. But Larry's feeling about it was he wanted it to be as intimate as a first-person novel, because it is a first-person novel. And to make a movie that intimate, everything has to be from Davy's point of view.
Now, Davy is a girl, a high school student, very lovely sweetheart from Atlantic City, New Jersey, and her father is killed in a violent situation, in a robbery, and she and her mother and her little brother go out to New Mexico and basically try to recover, each in his or her own way, and end up living with her mother's sister, who's married to a scientist at Los Alamos. You're not very kind to the Los Alamos crowd.
I know. You know, I lived in Los Alamos, and when I wrote the book, I had just left Los Alamos, and I had left the relationship that took me there, and I wasn't feeling
very charitable.
No, I wasn't feeling very charitable, and I tell you the truth, I'd never been back in Los Alamos until we shot the scenes that take place in Los Alamos, and I was very nervous, and everyone was so lovely, and I went to a school, and I spoke there, and I thought to myself, you know, maybe it was me, maybe it was that I wasn't in a very good place then, and I wasn't very happy then, and maybe it wasn't all Los Alamos. I don't know. Maybe. I'm much older now, and so I'm feeling more charitable toward almost everyone.
Right.
But the kids in the school there, they told me that it's assigned reading for them, which really surprised me.
Tiger Eyes?
Yeah.
The novel?
Yeah.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's a coming-of-age story, a bit of a love story, not overdone.
Yeah, it's a little. Yeah, it's a. I think there's a romance to the movie, more than the book, because in the book I send this character played by Tatanka Means, whose name is Wolf in the story, I send him away. And when I think about it, I think, how could I have done that?
Right.
He's so important to her. But she writes letters to him in the book. Well, that isn't very visual.
Yeah.
So we keep him around. And it is a love story. It's a love story. A love story doesn't have to be a sex story. It's a love story. It's two people who come together. Sad. And at a time when they need each other. And I think, you know, their love story is about recognizing that in one another. It's lovely. We do allow them one kiss.
Right.
And it's very sweet. The producing partner from England said, for God's sake, give them a kiss. And I said, oh, I'm not sure that it's that kind of relationship, but I'm glad we let them kiss.
We're talking to Judy Blume about the film Tiger Eyes. It's also a story of somebody coming to New Mexico and not really having a clue about the people in the land.
Yes, yes. I mean, Davy, her mother, little brother, nobody knows. And she learns. She learns to love it. She discovers the canyons and the caves on her own, not very safe, as Wolf tells her, to go exploring on your own, but she does.
Right.
And she comes to love it. I mean, what happens to her during the course of the story really happens to her when she's exploring the canyons. This is where she feels closest to her father. She calls out to him. This is where she meets Wolf. This is where she learns that life goes on and that she's willing to go with it.
Now, you've always been drawn to stories about young people?
I started out that way, certainly. But I started out, I was pretty young. And I mean, I think the child I was, you know, right under the surface. And I remembered everything so well. I didn't write an adult novel until I wrote Wifey in 1978. Adult in the sense that the characters are adults and it's read by adults. And then I've written three of them. And possibly the one that I'm doing now, although it has a lot of young characters and they really tell the story, it might be a book that's read by both teenagers and adults. I don't like to think about that because it's like, who is this book for, Judy? I don't know. I just have to write the book and do it as well as I can.
What are you working on now?
I am working on this book that I started actually in 2009, and it takes place in Elizabeth, New Jersey, where I grew up in the early 50s when I was a student there, and it's based on a series of tragedies that actually happened in that town. But I don't want to say more about that. But I did do the research. I remember it very clearly, but I did do a lot of research. And I've never done research because I write fiction. And I loved doing that research. And I said, I'm never doing another novel without doing research. And all my friends who write nonfiction said, oh, yeah, the research is the fun part. But you still have to sit down and write the book,
right.
Which is true. And all of the characters that I'm writing about are fiction. They just happen to be there during this time frame. I've never written about, you know, anything but kind of contemporary. And so when my husband says, oh, you're writing historical fiction, I hit him over the head because, of course, it's not historical fiction to me. I was a kid then. You know, to me, it's yesterday.
Right.
And it's amazing how much hasn't changed.
Right. I mean, 50 years ago, the middle of the 20th century has become history, I suppose.
I know. But it's my history.
Yeah. So, going back to the making of the film, what was your role on set? Were you called on, or were you just there kind of watching? Did you get to cast the movie?
Yes, we did. I did get to cast the movie. Larry and I cast it together. And I think we had something like 3.5 days to cast the whole film.
Oh,
day and
goodness.
A half in L.A. and the rest in New Mexico. And I've never cast a movie before, so I didn't know how rough that was. But
was it hard?
Well, it didn't seem hard at the time.
I mean, I always imagine that when the right person walks in, after a few minutes you know it, and then you're done.
I think that was certainly true when we were casting in New Mexico. And because Joe Edna Bolden, who was the casting director in New Mexico, really knew and brought us in the people that she thought were going to be great for the role, and they were. When we went to L.A., we saw a lot of young women. As my son says, we went to the casting agent in L.A. who found Jennifer Lawrence a few years ago for Winter's Bone when she was an unknown.
Yeah, yeah.
And Larry knew that they had seen every young woman around, so he felt that they would be able to find us our Davy. And they certainly did.
And they did. So then during the 23 days of shooting, did you just basically get to watch?
You know, the director is king of the set, and I was very careful. I know that. And he was extremely generous to me. I always had a little seat in front of the monitor, and I loved it. And occasionally he would turn and say to me, do you think we got it? I didn't offer any opinions, except for one day, but we won't go there. You have to have one day, right? You have to have one day when it doesn't go the way you want it to go. But otherwise, you know, we were working fast.
Well, and that is the phenomenon of the low-budget independent film. Shot very quickly and
23 days.
Yeah, I mean, watching it, is there anything that you would do differently in retrospect?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we shot a lot of scenes that didn't make it into the movie. And that's always, you know, some of them I wish had been good enough to make it into the movie, but they didn't make it into the movie because I stayed out of the editing room because Larry said, you know, unless it takes your story forward, if it takes you out of your story, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Yeah. Very interesting. So are you hoping to make any more films or be involved in having your books made into film?
If I were younger, I would just love this, and I would want to do it again tomorrow. But given where I am in my life and that there are books that I still want to write, I think I will probably do that. I mean, I stopped writing this novel for two years working on the movie. And that's never a good thing for a novel, so I've, you know, had to go back and get back into it.
And so, I mean,
Larry makes a lot of movies.
But, yeah.
I don't know. It was so much fun.
Well, and, you know, going back to a solitary way of life is so different from filmmaking, where you're continually with people.
Yes, very different. I'm a people person, so I'm surprised at myself that I chose this solitary way of life and work. But I do love it. I do love it.
Judy Blume is a fiction writer. Her novel Tiger Eyes was made into a film that opened this week at the CCA. And tomorrow at 3:30, she will be at the CCA for a screening of the film and then question and answer.
Yes, and that'll be fun. It always is.
And ladies and gentlemen, bring your kids.
not young kids.
What do you think is the cutoff?
I think every parent has to decide for himself or herself, but I used to say 11, and now I'm saying 9. Because I've seen kids that age, and they're okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. There are some tough emotional moments in this movie.
Right, but no graphic violence or, I mean, nothing horrible compared to what they see every single day on TV and
video
games.
That's true, isn't it? Yes. No, but it's so real. You know, it feels so real. Bring the kids. It'll be okay.
Well, we will see you tomorrow at the CCA. Judy Blume, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.